Earlier this week, a majority of Clayton commissioners said a 1% hike was too expensive. They worried about the cost of building a rail line and said a higher sales tax could drive away business. But many in the community say a 1% sales tax is a small price to pay.
My daughter was going to Georgia State to go to a law camp.
Christy Clark is a Riverdale resident and a mother of two, one heading to college, the other still in high school.
So I wanted her to ride transit because you get off at Georgia State, it's right there, it's so convenient. Well, I didn't have the option to do that. It's just really stifling us as a community. That's what I think.
Clark says if MARTA is saying a full percent increase or nothing, then she fully supports the full percent increase.
We are missing jobs. We're missing developments. Our housing sucks. You can look at our community and see that we need something to bring growth in our community.
The commission earlier in the week supported a 0.5% increase, enough for bus service only. However, MARTA said it's either pay the same amount as the city of Atlanta and Fulton and DeKalb counties or get no service at all. In addition, MARTA has promised all sales tax revenue would only go towards Clayton Transit. Clayton State University student Charles Egwavoyne says that makes the case even stronger.
It's not like the money has been taken from Clayton County and is used to, you know, support services in Fulton County or whatever. The money stays in the county.
Ramona Hawk owns an insurance company in Forest Park. She urged commissioners to change their minds.
I think they're so out of touch with the mainstream. I've seen without the bus service how much people have suffered and how, you know, they've lost jobs. They cannot get around. If there's no other way and this is a way to do it, I wish they would do it.
The commission meets Saturday to reconsider with Sunday as the final deadline. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.